Just one question in the halakha. They asked Hacham Avadya a question. It's actually a question that comes up from time to time. When people are learning, let's say, Gemara, many times the Gemara quotes Pesukim, but it doesn't quote the full Pasuk. So the question is, when you're learning, or let's say you're giving a derasha, are you allowed to say the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or do you have to say Hashem, or say it in a way, Elohim, or something like that, where you're not actually saying the name? The way the question was asked, I'd like to quote it so you hear the exact way it was asked. Nish'alti bedin azkarot shem shamayim haniskarim b'shas v'zohar kadosh u'medrashim hen ayedei pesukim hen ayedei berachot u'tfilot v'chayoseh b'hem shuzkeru sham im mutar l'koram b'azkarat shem shamayim karagil. Could you read the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu karagil? Or yesh tekanot v'lomar Hashem? What should you say Hashem? So Hacham Avadya brings a very interesting proof from the Gemara Berachot and Daf Chav Bet. Over there it's talking about who is able to learn Talmud. So the Gemara says somebody that's Tameh can learn Talmud. However, the Gemara says, ubilvad shelo yomru azkarot shemo. So long as he doesn't explicitly say the Shemot. Implying what? That somebody that's not Tameh would be able to even say the Shemot. The only issue of the Gemara was what? The inyan of a person that's Tameh, can he say the Shem? But Nashram Medin Shem Shamam Lebatala, when he's reading the Talmud, that was not the issue. And therefore, he comes along and says, and he quotes exactly from the Ya'betz, the Katav, this is Ya'betz talking, the Afalgav, the Hazina Lemikre Dardeke, even though we see a lot of school teachers, the Kapte Behaki, they're Makpir on this Vesovrim. Shiesh Pazehashash Tisat Shem Hashem Lebatala, they think by saying, you know, Hashem's name in the Pasuk, it's Lebatala. Bevadai ta'utu biyadam. It's a mistake. Velo hazinan rabbanan kishishaed de kapte b'achi. We haven't seen the earlier rabbis that were careful on this. Venahirna, he says, I remember. Kadavina talya, when I was young. Vegarisna gemara abam maria gaon hacham sevi. So when I would learn gemara in front of my father, the hacham sevi. Ushayiti magia le pesukim she gemara. Vekarati Hashem bechinui. And I read the pesukim in the gemara, not saying Hashem's name. Haya go'er bekorim kach. He would scream at them. He would rebuke them. V'horunu l'krot Hashem k'kore b'Torah. And he brought an ayah from that Gemara above. And then Hacham Avadya concludes, and I read the halakha from Chazon Avadya in his Hilchot Berachot, Taf Kuf Yud Gimal, Halomed b'Talmud u'midrashe Chazal, u'paga b'derech limudo b'psukim sheyesh b'maskarot, mitzvah, שיקרא כהווייתם, כדמותם, כצלמם, ולא ישנה לומר השם, ואפילו כשאינו פסוק שלם. Even if it's not a full pasuk, it's a mitzvah to read the Shem as it is. Ve'en la'achmir v'ze. Aval, azkarot shememadmiha berachot. But let's say sometimes you read Gemara as a beracha. Which means the Gemara says, what's the beracha you make on the Nerot Hanukkah? Baruch atah Hashem. Then already when you're saying it in a beracha, even though you're learning it, then you're supposed to say Hashem and Elokeinu. Then asur lekoyim kim mikinoy Hashem. Vegam yishaneh b'lomar Elokeinu or Elokin. Ki gam b'askarat shemot elu yesh isur askarat Hashem lebatala. So when you're saying pesukim, it's not lebatala. When you're saying berachot, it is. So v'halakha l'maaseh, it is mutar to derech limud, even though you're not quoting a full pasuk, to say the shemot as they are.